Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, this is actually a part two episode. So if you haven't already listened to part one of the Neville Goddard Manifestation Techniques, I would actually suggest that you start there, because in that episode, I dive into the science around manifestation, explaining visualization, explaining which parts of your brain are active when you want to use these kind of techniques. This episode, I'm just going to give you the next five Neville Goddard manifestation techniques. Now, if you haven't heard of Neville Goddard before, he was a very renowned thought writer. He has written a lot of books on visualization, mindset, what we would now call the law of attraction, manifestation, all of this good stuff. And he has coined some really, really good techniques. And I'm doing my best not to repeat what I said in the first episode. So this is going to be a much more sort of succinct version. I'm going to talk about how these work, how you use them. But essentially, I think with manifestation, like with so many things, it's nice to be given techniques. It's nice to be given a step-by-step process. Now, if you've ever taken any of my courses or if you've had coaching with me, you know that I also don't believe that there is a one-size-fits-all approach to manifestation. Understanding the neuroscience, the scientific manifestation processes tells us that we are all unique. We all have our own unique neural connections, mindset blocks, fears, doubts, experiences, and that is a key part of manifestation. Looking at your thought processes, looking at your emotions, looking at the stories you tell around money, relationships, your job, fears, phobias, all of that stuff. That being said, I think there is places for techniques that we can use, that we can have in our back pocket for when we want to really get into the headspace of the things we want to manifest. Now, I think this is going to sound like the most frustrating thing I've ever said, but I think manifestation is sometimes easiest when you do nothing. But you can only manifest from doing nothing or very little when you have got everything in alignment, when your money mindset is exactly where it needs to be, where your mindset around what is possible for you, what manifestation is, when all of this stuff is completely in alignment with what you want, that is the sweet spot for manifestation. So the reason I think these Neville Goddard techniques are useful is they will help you get to that sweet spot. Then you don't necessarily have to do these every day. Well, you don't have to do anything to manifest specifically. I feel like I'm contradicting myself. I'm not saying you don't have to take action. What I mean is there isn't a step-by-step process that everyone has to do in the same way. I can tell you that when I have manifested clients, money, opportunities, the most random things in my business and in my personal life, they haven't come from, right, it's 7 a.m., I will do this meditation. Right, it's 8 a.m., I'm going to say my affirmations. Right, it's 9 a.m., I nearly said 9 p.m., I don't know where the rest of the day went. I'm going to do these visualizations. Oh gosh, I haven't done this technique. That's not the headspace. And the reason behind that is because when you are focusing on, I must meditate, I must do hypnosis, I must do my affirmations, I must visualize, you're actually focusing on what you don't have. And what we want is to get into the headspace that the manifestations that you want, the goals that you want for 2024, are yours. Of course they're going to be yours. Of course they're going to manifest. Of course it's going to work out. And as a result, you're just going to take action after action after action. And it's all just going to flow to you. You're going to speak to the right people. You're going to put yourself in the right situations. You're going to feel incredible. And these techniques will help you do that. So let's go into what is going to be technique number 6. Obviously, 1 to 5 are in part 1. This is part 2. So this is technique 6. And it actually follows on from the last technique in part 1. Oh, and actually, I have to say, I think my favorite technique is the one I'm going to give you as number 10, which I know you'll be like, oh, Victoria, but I really like the number 10. And this is my favorite Neville Goddard technique. So number 6 is called SATS, S-A-T-S, and it stands for state akin to sleep. Now, personally, I would refer to this as the alpha state. So the alpha state is when your brain, if you were hooked up to an EEG, would be showing alpha waves. So we have alpha, beta, theta, and delta waves, generally speaking. And when our brain is showing a different type of wave pattern, it represents different activity in our brain. So when we are alert, we show beta activity. And funnily enough, when we are dreaming, so when we're in REM sleep, our brain shows very similar activity, suggesting that REM sleep is, in terms of your brain activity, like being awake. So you know when you live out your dreams, or you feel like you're acting out your dreams, you feel like it's really real, your brain is mirroring that. It is showing the same brain waves, which I think is really cool. Then all the way down at the bottom, we have delta waves. So these are the really deep sleep waves. If you have ever been woken up out of a deep sleep, you feel groggy. You sometimes feel like you haven't had any sleep because you're in this really deep sleep where you're probably doing some body restoration. So different stages of sleep do different things for us, whether that is psychological restoration or whether that is physiological restoration. Now, the state akin to sleep stage, the alpha stage or the alpha state, is a bit like you're just starting to walk down the stairs into sleep. You're not fully awake, you're not fully alert, but you're drowsy. We often refer to this in hypnosis as well. Hypnosis would probably be a combination of alpha and theta waves. When people meditate, they are often in alpha or theta. It's a little bit like you've turned off the conscious part of your brain that is saying, have we done this? Have we fed the cat? Did we put that in our calendar? Do we need to fill up with petrol? Wait, am I hungry? Have I put that in the fridge? You know, all of those kind of conscious thoughts. And it's a state that allows you to open the door to your subconscious mind. Now, your subconscious mind is where manifestations really originate from, because your subconscious mind, or the reptilian complex, is where your subconscious programs are that drive your automatic behaviors. And remember, manifestation isn't just magic. It's not just I wrote it on a piece of paper and it turned up. There are actions, there are thoughts, there are beliefs, there are ways you need to create your reality to see those things coming into your life. So in this technique, what he is talking about is using this state when you are naturally in it. So this could be just when you wake up in the morning. So you've come from the deeper stages of sleep, you are waking yourself up, getting more alert. That is a great time to use the alpha state, and just before you fall asleep. Basically, this technique is saying visualize then. And you'll know from part one, there are loads of different visualization techniques he talks about. But also, if you use meditation, you can get yourself into the alpha state. Using breathing techniques, using relaxation techniques will get you into the alpha state at any point in your day. So I wanted to include this technique to say you don't have to just visualize when you wake up in the morning. If that doesn't fit with your pattern, with your routines, maybe you can carve out 10, 15 minutes in the middle of the day. You could probably even do this whilst you are doing something like walking, but obviously not when you're driving, not when you are doing something that needs your attention. So technique 6 is to use these visualizations in the alpha state. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, or maybe incorporating it with your relaxation techniques, your meditation techniques. The next one is called Catch the Mood. Now, I will say, I do really like how these have got names because there are so many different practices out there and it can be hard to remember which one's which. It can be hard to know which one people are talking about, but you know, you can search these, you can Google these. I've actually got a blog post that if you would rather read about these or you want to send it to a friend and they're not a podcast person, if you go to victoriamaskell.com/blog, there is a blog post all about these as well. And there's a bit more information in there about Neville Goddard. So we're going to catch the mood for technique 7. You will know that vibrations, emotions, energy, mood, whichever you want to call it, is really important for manifestation because you will have probably heard of the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that like attracts like. So we become a magnet for like emotions, like experiences, like people, like feelings. And if you've ever walked into a room and someone's just had amazing news, you start to feel that energy. You start to take on their mood and vice versa. If someone is in a really bad mood, you walk into that, you can feel it. It can start to change and shift your energy and your mood if you don't do something about it. So in Catch the Mood, Neville Goddard says to focus on your mood as this really impacts what you manifest. Now, you can do this obviously during visualization. One way to do this specifically would be, okay, I want you to focus on being in the mood, being in the energy, being in the vibration, the headspace of the version of you who's manifested your goal. Now, if that feels too far away, if you can't put yourself in your own shoes, then actually you can say, right, what would the mood be of the person who's just won the lottery? What would the mood be of the person who's just got married? Of the person who's just booked their first class ticket around the world? Of the person who has just hit their first milestone in their business or sold their first product or just got the job promotion that they'd been waiting for? Asking yourself, what would the mood be? What would the energy be? And then incorporate that into your visualizations maybe. Maybe just asking yourself, and how would that feel in my body? Where would I feel it? Would I feel it in my head? Would I feel it in my chest? What would that be like? And doing your best as you go throughout the day to keep in that vibration, to keep going back to that feeling, that energy, being like, oh my God, I'd feel elated. I'd feel joyful. I'd feel so much gratitude. I'd feel so loved. I'd feel abundant. All of that good stuff. So that is technique 7. You are going to catch the mood. Right. Technique 8 is teleporting. Now, on a side note, have you ever just wished that you could be like, I click my fingers and I get somewhere? If you've ever been stuck in traffic, and maybe you're stuck in traffic and you really need a wee, and you just want to click your fingers and be home, or it's raining and cold wherever you are in the world, and you want to click your fingers and just be on a beach somewhere, and you just want suddenly to feel that sun on your face, you just want to be in that headspace, be in that place, this is what you're going to do in the teleporting technique. So it's really simple. All you do is you imagine yourself where you want to be. Now, this is an interesting one because we don't necessarily focus on the where of manifestations, I don't think. We often focus on the feelings. We focus on maybe the conversations we'd have or what we'd be doing. But what about the locations? So this isn't just if you want to manifest a trip around the world or manifest a holiday to a certain country or manifest going to see friends and family in a certain country. What about all of the different wheres? Like, where would you be living if you had won the lottery? Where would you be sitting if you had just got your new job somewhere? Maybe if you wanted to set up your business, where would you be if you had a home office? What would that look like? How would you style it? What would it be like? So for this teleporting technique, you're going to think of what you want to manifest and then think of where that will take you, where this will take place, where this will happen. Will you be on a stage talking to hundreds of people, sharing your story? Will it take you to a different country? Will it take you to a different house? Will it take you to a beach somewhere? Where will it take you? And then I want you to imagine yourself clicking your fingers. If you're a Harry Potter fan, maybe you're going to touch a port key. You're going to teleport to that place now. See yourself there, visualize it, be part of it, be in that place, and continue your visualizations in that new location. Okay, this next technique. Now, I've double-checked this because the name of it, to me, isn't grammatically correct. But that's okay. Maybe it's one of those things where, I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok, social media, apparently a current social media technique, gosh, we've got a bit of marketing advice on here. Oh no, we don't like the word advice. Apparently, a good technique is to intentionally misspell something so that people jump in the comments, which then increases your engagement because people are like, do you realize you spelled that wrong? Or do you realize that's not how you spell that word? Apparently that is a new thing. Can't say I've tried it. If there are ever any typos in my work, I can say that was not intentional. It is because I type too quickly. Autocorrect is not often my friend. And I often get so excited that I want to post stuff that I don't double and triple check it. So I do apologize. So the Neville Goddard technique number 9 is called construct and event. Now, at first I was like, oh, construct an event. And then I thought, wait, hang on a minute. This definitely says construct and event. So maybe we should rename it construct an event just for grammatical purposes. But whichever version you want to do, this is what it's about. So for this technique, you need to think of the thing you want to manifest. So manifesting your dream partner, travel around the world, a flood, an influx of clients into your business, winning the lottery. And then, whatever that is, I want you to think of an event after it. So something that would logically follow on maybe the next day, even an hour later, maybe a week later, 6 months later, whatever it is, and focus on that part in your visualization. So let's say you win the lottery. You're not going to focus on the moment you're holding the ticket and you see your numbers. That's great. But this technique is slightly different. It's saying, okay, what about focusing on a week later when you're going to the bank to talk about your savings and your investments? Or maybe a month later, I don't know why you'd wait a month, but maybe you would, when you're having a party to celebrate. Or maybe a few weeks later when you go to your local charity and you hand over a check. Maybe you don't do it in that format, but maybe you speak to someone about how you could support them, or you, you sponsor someone to do something. I don't know. Do you know what I mean though? Something that happens afterwards, something good, something powerful that is linked to the manifestation, but isn't the moment it happens. The reason I like this one, I think this would be a close second actually, in terms of the ones I love, compared to number 10, the one I'm going to do in a second. The reason I really like this is I think we often overlook this. We think of the moment it happens, but we don't think of all the wonderful knock-on consequences that would happen as a result after it. The really powerful stuff. Actually putting ourselves in the energy of the person who gets to, I don't know, we'll stick with the lottery one, but write a check to their local charity, or buy their niece, their nephew, their goddaughter, their godson premium bonds so that they know that their university or college education will be sorted. Or just, yeah, going to the bank and talking about it, seeing those numbers actually in your bank account, paying off debt, doing all of these things. Actually focusing on how that would be. So focusing on the events after your manifestation has come true allows you to imagine that it's already happened. And like I said at the start of this episode, we want to be in that headspace that it's already done. Because if it's already done, taking the actions to get there naturally will be easier. They will be more obvious. There won't be the fears and doubts and lack and can I do it? It will just happen, and we will take those actions and move where we need to go and create that reality to make that matter. Construct an event, or GarageBand has just flashed up to say disk space too low, which is slightly concerning. I'm going to keep recording. We're just going to manifest. It's all going to work out. Okay, I'm going to use construct an event, and I'm going to visualize myself uploading this episode, people listening to it, because it all works out fine. It's fine. Right, technique number 10 then. So the 10th Neville Goddard technique is just called How Did I... This is one of my favourites because I just think every time we ask our brain a question, if we ask a good question, we're going to get a good answer. We are constantly, when we get stuck in overthinking and fears and doubts, asking questions like, what if this happens and what if that happens? We're very good at the negative. What if the test results are bad? What if I don't get the job? What if I don't make enough sales? What if I don't have enough clients? What if I can't pay my bills? What if they don't like me? We're good at that. So let's use that energy and flip it into the positive. So this is called How Did I? And to use this technique, you're imagining what you want to manifest from the end and asking yourself, how did I? So you might be saying, how did I get so rich? How did I get such a successful business? How did I get so many clients? How did I meet the partner of my dreams? How did I get to travel the world first class for free? How did I sell so many copies of my book? How did I, and then whatever you want to manifest. Now, as I was saying those questions, did you get that feeling of, maybe one of those resonated more so than the others, but did you get that feeling of, oh, it's already happened. Oh, I've done it. So again, we're not focusing on what needs to happen. We're asking ourselves to almost like reverse engineer it. How did I get the clients? How did I fall in love? How did I get my dream job? How did I meet my dream partner? How did I heal my body? How did I attract so much money and abundance? How did I get so good with money? You're asking yourself these questions and then your brain is going to fill in the gaps. Now, it's totally okay if at first you think, oh, I don't know. Let your brain fill in the answers, because I use this technique all the time in hypnosis. People might, in fact, I probably use it in BWRT as well. I ask a lot of questions in my coaching sessions, and sometimes people say, oh, I don't know. And I quite often reply with variations of, if you had to guess, what would it be? Or what's the first thing that comes into your head? And your brain is really good at filling in the gaps. So when you ask yourself, like, how did I get so many clients? The first thing that came into my head was consistency, authenticity, social media. If you said, how did I get so rich? I worked on my money mindset. I believed. I asked for help and support. I looked at my savings. I got rid of my limiting beliefs. I stopped spending on things that I didn't really need. Like, I grew a business. I started my side hustle. I believed in myself. I went for that promotion. Like, all of these things could be true. And then you're going to visualize them. And then you're going to imagine them. And then, can you see why I love this technique? You can apply it to anything you want to manifest. So this is the end of part two. These are the rest of the techniques. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would love you to come and let me know. You can drop me a message on Instagram. I'm at victoria.maskell. Drop me an email if you're not a social media person. It's victoria@victoriamaskell.com. And if you ever want to discuss any of my manifestation courses or booking one-to-one sessions with me, you can always contact me on those channels and I would be very happy to help. Happy manifesting, everyone, and I'll be back soon with another episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all.